Right now, it is time to delve into whatever sports news we might have. Let's bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
The wind, was it windy down there?
Whew.
I know. This is no lie. I'm a big guy, and I was walking yesterday from my physical therapy appointment in North Canaan. And it wasn't just a gust of wind. It was a gust of wind that lasted about 20 seconds. And it was, let me put it this way. It almost knocked me off my feet, and I'm a pretty big guy, so I would estimate it was probably somewhere around 40 or 50 miles an hour.
Man. Yeah, it was nuts.
Yeah.
Even late last night, like around 9 o'clock, I was leaving a basketball game, and wind blew the hat right off my head.
Yeah, I know. It sounded like trains going through by my house last night.
Yeah, it was bad.
All right, so the Yankees signed Aaron Hicks to a 7-year extension.
Yeah, 7 years, $70 million. That's bargain basement price.
I was going to say.
7 years or 10 years?
7 years.
7 years, $70 million. So that's bargain basement price.
Yeah, that's. He's going to be sorry he signed that contract.
Unbelievable money that's thrown around.
Just imagine if he has a really good year this year.
Well, that's the price you pay. But, yeah. You know, don't. And don't think that if he has a really good year this year, he'll be crying about renegotiating his contract.
I don't think so. I don't think.
Well, you know, we'll see.
You never can tell.
Do you ever hear the owners say, we have to renegotiate the contract because you had a bad year? They never say that. But the players always say, I need more money because I had a good year. If you want more money after a good year, don't sign a long-term deal.
Hey, the Lakers and LeBron lost again.
Yeah, what's he crying about now? He's got to be crying about something.
I'm pretty sure he's going to be asking to be traded soon.
He's always crying. Yeah. And he'll try to go to the GM and make trades or whatever he's going to do. But right now, the Fakers are three games out of a playoff spot. And that would be nice because he chose to leave Cleveland to go to L.A. to try to pull the antics he pulled in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And I guess it's not working. And baby LeBron James won't probably not make the playoffs this year. Yeah. Has Michael Jordan, did he ever miss the playoffs?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. All right, let's see. So is there anything else on your side that...
Clayton Kershaw, who I said, it's a matter of time, seems to be breaking down. He had, every year for the last couple of years, he's had issues. We're basically 10 to 12 days into spring training, and he's hurt already. So not a good thing for Clayton Kershaw. When you're hurt on February 26th of spring training, that doesn't spell like it's pretty good for you. And it's not a leg or anything. It's his arm. So you need to pay attention to that if you're a Dodger fan.
All right. Anything exciting happen with the trade deadline in the National Hockey League?
Nah, nothing really big. You know, a couple, role-type players, but no big names really moved around. I thought for sure Lundqvist would go, but nah, it didn't happen.
All right.
No big names. No, nothing really big moved.
Is there anything else going on?
Right now? Just got the end of the regular season for basketball and conferences, and you'll have the conference tournament starting in a couple of weeks, which lead into the NCAA tournament. So we're right around the corner from a lot of big things with basketball and baseball, the regular season starting. You're getting into the part of spring training where the regular players will start seeing a little bit more time. You know, right now in the beginning, it's mainly people you'll never see again, and then the regular players play for a while, and then toward the end of the spring training, it goes back to the people that are going to go down to the minors. So things are starting to take shape, but the main thing you want to look at is who's not feeling well in spring training, who's hurting, and that's a big thing. And right now on top of the list is Kershaw.
All right, I'm trying to think of what else. Where else can we go? Where else can we go? Where else?
To work.
For anything in sports.
Well, you got Kirk Cousins. I think not Kirk Cousins. What the heck's his name? He used to play for Kentucky. DeMarcus Cousins. He was upset because he got a technical foul because he threw his shoe into the crowd. Yeah. He was upset. Why did he get a technical? All I did was throw my shoe in the crowd. Why did I get a technical foul for that?
Well, you can't do that. Because you can't do that.
No, why?
Yeah. It's not like throwing your headband into a crowd. Throw your shoe into a crowd.
I went to watch my friend's son play. He's a tremendous basketball player. He's going to Lehigh. He's got a scholarship for football, but he's an unbelievable basketball player. And speaking of refereeing, I saw calls last night that scratched my head. One of the kids on the other team fouled out. Okay? Got his fifth foul. The coach pulled another kid off the floor to make him sit and got away with it. The kid was playing with five fouls.
What was that?
You heard me. They blew a whistle on a foul on a player who would have fouled out. So he kind of like backed into the crowd underneath the basket. The referee pulled another kid out, had him sit, more or less taking the foul. And then you've seen the coach on the other team just look at the kid and kind of wave his hands like, don't say nothing, just keep playing. And they got away with it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you tell me these referees know what they're doing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was pretty close to wrestling, let me tell you. Me and my friend, we looked at each other like, there was nobody near him. There was only two guys near the ball. And this other kid was one of the other kids. And he clearly fouled him. They blew the whistle, but the coach pulled one on him, tried to get away with it, got away with it, and good thing it didn't have anything to do with the outcome of the game, or else it would have been insanity in the gym.
Well, let me put it this way. If somebody was videotaping that game, they're going to send it off, and that coach is going to be in trouble.
And speaking to my friend's son after the game, that ref did a couple of the same type of things the last time they played, so he just has it in for this team. He called the technical on the coach for being out of the coaching box 2 minutes into the game when it was clearly that he was just off the bench yelling at his own players. The ref said he was yelling at him, gave him a technical.
Yeah,
welcome to the world of high school sports.
Yeah. Sports in general, it seems.
Right. There's some real head-scratching stuff out there, let me tell you.
All right. Well, now when we speak tomorrow, we have to dig stuff up to talk about again.
Oh, we'll have stuff to talk about. Duke comes back tonight. They play Virginia Tech. Kentucky plays Arkansas. Duke fell from first to third in the polls. Gonzaga went up to number one. So there's stuff going on.
All right.
There's stuff going on. Duke falls to three. Gonzaga's number one. Virginia's number two. Kentucky's number four. So that's a pretty good drop when you go from first to third. But they did get smacked by North Carolina last week. People forget it. So they deserve to fall from number one.
All right. We'll check with you mañana. Stay warm today.
Oh, I will. I intend on it.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Have a great day.
Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. And, of course, everything we do, you can hear online at robinhoodradio.com. Click on Demand.